today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today's special: how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Monday, is the 20th of Zilqa'da, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start today's program with the blessed recitation of the Holy Quran, Surah Hud, Ayah 123.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون.
And to Allah belong the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth, and to Him will be returned the matter, all of it. So worship Him and rely upon Him, and your Lord is not unaware of that which you do.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The last verse of this surah deals with monotheism, the monotheistic nature of knowledge, the monotheistic view of acts, and also the monotheistic view of worship, just as the beginning ayahs of the surah that had dealt with knowledge of monotheism. Therefore, we should worship Allah alone and trust only in Him. This stage of monotheism is the stage of worship and abstinence from all unruly behavior. This stage of monotheism is the stage of worship and abstinence from all unruly behavior, misconduct, rebellion and sin, for Allah is not unaware of all that we do.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Role of worship. Man and all his efforts will perish, but whatever is done for his pleasure will remain as an asset. If the purpose behind man's deeds be a godly one, if a man could set the intention, motives and directions of his activities along the path of the divine will, and conduct himself as a true servant of God, even his mundane acts such as eating, dressing, traveling, visiting, housekeeping, studying, and all his daily chores would become spiritual. On the contrary, sometimes even the most sacred of works, if done with materialistic and worldly motives, could lose their worth. Worship means moving along the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship improves individuals as well as societies. In most cases, the corruption in society emanates from and is caused by the inclination to worship to other besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you find a great scholar, a very renowned scientist, you find it's, quite natural and quite expected on your side to respect that great man because of his vast knowledge. By the same token, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is certainly beyond our knowledge, and he knows everything, and compared with his knowledge, nobody knows anything. We find that in view of the divine grandeur and the divine vast knowledge, we have to worship him because of his grandeur, because of his vast knowledge. Another one is that people find themselves very much in need of help. Receiving help from here and there. When we are children, we find that we need our parents' help. When we get older and when we become adults, we find that we need, the helps of our peers, our friends or our colleagues. Likewise, we find that there isn't anybody in the whole universe who may say that I don't need any help from anybody, even from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the most self-sufficient people need help from others. Imagine that, for example, a top-ranking ruler or, for example, a superpower becomes sick, okay? Certainly, he or she needs the help of a medical doctor, at least.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Ways to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's suggestion, istighfar. Istighfar is the Arabic word for seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repentance or tawbah is a virtue that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to return to Allah in a beautiful and humble manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Surely Allah loves those who always turn to Him in repentance." As we strive daily to be better servants of Allah, we may not realize that the sins that we have committed. However, time and time again, Allah grants us His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, Al-Ghafoor, the pardoner, Al-Afuv, and the acceptor of repentance, Al-Tawwab.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa Allamul Ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-asa Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa Allamul Ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi نوره يهدي العصار. ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Constancy in worship. To walk does not mean to run and stop intermittently. To walk means to move slowly but steadily. Constancy and steadfastness in every activity are praiseworthy. The same is true in the case of worship. Islam considers small but constant acts of worship as more valuable than great yet inconsistent good deeds. The glorious Quran states, "So worship him and be steadfast in his worship." The Messenger of Allah is reported to have said, "The greatest danger against worship is sluggishness, while performing it and at times neglecting it." And this subject matter has been recorded in many ahadith. You have to continue for one whole year, whatever activity you start, to demonstrate constancy. So constancy in worship and in the spirit of servitude in man are essential. Being sometimes obsessed with worship, supplication and the mosque, and after some time abandoning those deeds and becoming totally alien to them is not at all desirable.
So the whole point of sujood is to make us humble, the Imam says. And the whole point of salah is to make us humble. There's a hadith that's narrated both from Imam Ali and from Fatima alayhi salam. When they speak about the benefits of salah, they say, وَالصَّلَاةَ تَنْزِيهًا لَكُمْ عَنِ الْكِبْرِ. One of the benefits of salah is that it makes us humble. And it makes us humble through sujood. But the question is how? How does sujood make me humble? Two ways. Number one, the first way that sujood makes me humble is if I ask you, what's the most honorable part of your body? For most, it may differ from culture to culture, but for most cultures, and especially for most of the Middle Eastern cultures, the most honorable part of the body is the forehead. Correct? That's why when you love someone like your parents, you go and kiss them on their forehead. You want to respect someone, you kiss them on the forehead. Because this is the most honorable part of the body. And what's the most worthless thing in the world? Dust, dirt. It's all over the place, correct? Allah Azza wa Jal is asking us every day, five times we pray. Each rak'ah has two sujoods, correct? So there's 17 rak'ahs, times that by two. 34 times a day, Allah is asking me to place my most honorable part of body on the dust, which is the most worthless thing in the world. Do you think that's easy for an arrogant person? An arrogant person who his forehead has to be way up high. Now we're telling him, take this forehead, not only put it on the ground, but rub it on the dust, so that when you remove your head, it becomes dusty. This is not easy for an arrogant person. So when we do this every day, this will gradually make us humble human beings, that we learn to put our heads down on the earth, on the dust, not just on the earth.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed it. For more information on this program and to download for free our previous episodes of this program and other programs of IRIB English Radio, please visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah. Mm-hmm.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.